We've got Connor from Montreal West ready to do this thing this morning, right, Connor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm excited for you. Are you nervous at all?
My heart's beating pretty fast.
Okay,
yeah.
deep breath. You've got this. We've got 30 seconds on the clock, and you know how to play, Connor?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Good luck.
What Canadian city is nicknamed the Paris of the Prairies?
Pass.
What ology is the study of weather?
Pass.
What does a funnel cloud become when it touches the ground?
Tornado.
What chapel ceiling did Michelangelo paint?
Sistine Chapel.
This rapper's real name is Calvin Brodus Jr.
Curtis. Pass.
What Canadian city is nicknamed the Paris of the Prairies?
Yeah, Edmonton.
What ology is a study of weather?
All right.
Buzzer.
All right.
That's all right.
That's a buzzer. You did well, though. We're going to bring Sam back in where he was listening to Little Lady Gaga in his isolated booth. Bad Romance actually celebrating its 10th birthday.
Wow.
Already.
10th anniversary, yeah.
Wow.
Time
flies. Right.
Sam, you're up against Connor in Montreal West.
Hello, Connor.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Connor,
could be better.
Connor, could be better.
Oh, no. How did
Connor
you do?
Connor was way nicer to us before you came in here, just so you know.
Gave you the cold shoulder.
I had that effect on people. Yeah, it's okay.
All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
Okay, here we go.
What Canadian city is nicknamed the Paris of the Prairies?
Pass.
What ology is the study of weather?
Meteorology.
What does a funnel cloud become when it touches the ground?
A tornado.
What chapel ceiling did Michelangelo paint?
The Sistine Chapel.
This rapper's real name is Calvin Brodus Jr.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
What Canadian city is nicknamed the Paris of the Prairies?
You know, Paris and the prairies do not really go together. I don't know, a Regina. Like, what do we have Paris and the prairies? Go to Paris.
Regina's just as nice.
Regina, yeah.
All right. Let's see how this turned out this morning. Yeah, not surprising you're mad at a question you didn't get right. The first question, what Canadian city is nicknamed the Paris of the Prairies? It is Saskatoon. To be fair, I would never compare Paris to Saskatoon either. So,
until you have the baguettes in Saskatoon, you don't know what you're missing.
Neither one of you were correct on that. What ology is a study of weather? It is meteorology. Sam was correct on that one.
Nice.
What does a funnel cloud become when it touches the ground? The answer is a tornado. You both got that right. What chapel ceiling did Michelangelo paint? The answer is Sistine, and you were both correct on that one.
Nice.
And this rapper's real name is Calvin Brodus Jr. Snoop Dogg and Sam was correct on that one.
Yeah, I already know what it is.
Oh. Unfortunately, that does make him the winner this morning, Connor, once again.
Yeah, you guys are not kidding when you say that the pressure hits when the timer starts.
The pressure does hit. I'm working on some sort of movement that will take the pressure off of you and make this a little more fair going forward. But we'd love for you to try again. That's the key. When you do it the second time, it's a little bit easier.
True.
Every morning.
Okay. Well, Perfect. Shoot us a text and try again, okay, Connor?
All right.
Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Thank you. All right, Lauren in St. Eustache, you're on your way to a daycare drop-off this morning, right? Hello, Lauren?
Hello?
Oh. Hi. Oh, gosh. I thought we lost you there.
Oh, my goodness.
You made me nervous because I feel really good about you. You're feeling confident.
Oh, my God. I hope.
Yeah?
Okay. I hope I come through.
I hope you do, too. Take a deep breath, all right?
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock. You know how to play, Lauren?
Yes, I do.
All right. Good luck.
Caveat emptor is Latin for what common phrase?
Pass.
A word that reads the same forwards and backwards is a?
Palindrome.
What Canadian province is directly north of Washington State?
Pass.
Canada, snow, and gray are types of what animal?
Owls.
Jennifer Garner plays a teenager that wakes up as an adult in this 2004 movie.
13 going on 30.
Caveat emptor is Latin for what common phrase?
Caveat. I have no idea. Pass.
Okay. What Canadian province is directly no?
Ooh, there's the buzzer. All right. Nice work, Lauren. Sam is coming in from his isolated booth.
Okay.
Where he was listening to Drake because it's Drake's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Drizzy.
You know how old he is?
30 something?
33. He was born in 1986.
Right before he got famous, I remember seeing him in Toronto walking into a restaurant with a lovely little lady.
A lovely little lady?
Yes, and I said to myself, oh, that's Drake from Degrassi. I never knew that, you know, 2 years from then, he would be the biggest star in the world.
They didn't get your picture with him or anything.
Did not. Should have got on the selfie bandwagon then.
All right, Sam, you're up against Lauren and St. Eustache this morning. Lauren, did you appreciate that story from Sam?
I did, very much so.
Very much so. Wow. This is always a story.
All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for Stuntman Sam.
Okay. All right. Caveat emptor is Latin for what common phrase?
Pass.
A word that reads the same forwards and backwards is a?
Palindrome.
What Canadian province directly north of Washington State?
British Columbia.
Canada, snow, and gray are types of what animal?
Canada, snow, and gray owl.
Jennifer Garner plays a teenager that wakes up as an adult in this 2004 movie.
13 going on 30.
Caveat emptor is Latin for what common phrase?
I know what a caveat is.
What is it?
Empty promise?
Nope. Sorry.
Empty promise?
That was a buzzer and it was wrong.
Okay. It was a guess.
If looks could kill, I would have just been dead because he gave me the dirtiest look. But it was still wrong.
Okay. All right. I take back the dirty look just because it's wrong.
Thank you. Caveat emptor is Latin for what common phrase? The answer is buyer beware. And neither one of you were correct on that one.
Okay.
A word that reads the same forwards and backwards is a palindrome. You both got that right. Nice work. What Canadian province is directly north of Washington State? The answer is British Columbia.
Yep.
Sam, you got that one right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Canada, snow, and gray are types of gooses. Actually, neither one of you were correct on that one.
I was going to say, I've never heard of a Canadian owl.
I don't think there's a Canada owl, no. Okay. Exactly. Anyway,
no, I guess not.
Yeah, neither one of you got that one.
And if there was, he wouldn't give a hoot.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer Garner, he's smart, he's not funny. He's not always funny. He tries. Jennifer Garner plays a teenager that wakes up as an adult in this 2004 movie. The answer is 13 going on 30, and you were both correct. So it was just that one British Columbia question.
Just by that one.
Made Sam the winner. You did a really great job, Lauren. They were tough.
Geography. It gets me every time.
See? My Achilles heel is friends and astrology questions. Yours?
And East Coast geography, Sam's pretty bad on, too. Anything that happens east of Ottawa, basically.
Yeah,
Lauren, we'd love to have you try again someday soon, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.